Howdy, everyone. I hope you're having a great time, great day. Hope you're having a great whenever time it is where you are. Maybe great night, great afternoon, great early evening, great midday, great midnight, great witching hour, great early evening. Yeah. Of course, I am Landon. My name is Landon, and I, of course, am your gracious, humble, vivaciously handsome, incredibly talented, super-minded, genius, sacrificial superhero and supervillain, mega mind loving La La Land stan of a host of your new favorite podcast, for the record. And my phone is going off immediately after I start, because of course it does. Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, for the first episode of a podcast, it's pretty standard to be like, what do we talk about? This is how the podcast started. I'm not going to do that because you guys don't care. I thought, hey, I want to start a podcast, so I started the podcast. That's the story. Now, let's get into the good stuff. So I was thinking, what do I want to talk about on this podcast? That's part of every conversation on the first episode of a podcast. And that's part of this one too. And I've decided that, you know, for the record, I make music and that's kind of a play on words. So, I'm just going to talk. This is going to be an ADHD dump of a podcast. And if you enjoy that, or if you have ADHD like me, you're going to enjoy that. Hold on.
There we go.
I'm in focus now. I had to fix the camera. Anyways, we're going to start off. What's new? I'm just going to fill you in on my life. So, brief story, if you aren't familiar with my random ass. My name is Landon Zane, obviously. I've told you that already. But I moved to LA in mid-January to pursue a pop star career. Low ambitions, people. Low ambitions. Yeah, that's realistic. Oh, boy. Moved to LA. Been bouncing around. I'm in a more permanent place of living now, so I want to start a podcast and start this kind of stuff. But you guys don't care. So working, making pop music, going to be a pop star. What's new in my life? Funny story. I got locked out. So today's Monday. So yesterday, right? No, it was Saturday. So Saturday, I went out, went to work at Panera. I go to work at the same Panera because the people there know me and they're cool. Come back, pull on the gate to get in because I live in like an ADU in this guy's backyard. Super chill. Shout out Rajiv. Love the man. But I pull the gate because there's this thing that like locks it, and I pull the gate from the outside to get in. It's locked, and there's like, and it's not like I can like unlock it. Like this fucker's locked, cannot get in. I'm like, oh shit, and there's no other way in. Like I could hop the fence, but it's like a 10-foot giant like panel fence. So I was like, oh, so I really am stuck, huh? Like, Elaine, and you are fucked. So what did I do? Text Rajiv, rang on the doorbell, nothing, no answer. He had his birthday party, so I figured he was either hungover and taking a nap, or they were gone. No response. It's like, oh shit, what the hell am I gonna do? I wait. I try to get it unlocked from the outside, like jimmy my hand in and like find a way to pop it open. Doesn't work. Can't get in. And it also probably looks like I'm some white guy breaking into this family's like backyard. So like I gave up after a few minutes. So I was like, okay, I can wait. I go sit in my car. And after about 15 minutes, I was like, huh, I'll watch YouTube. So I watched some Rhett and Link, watched some Good Mythical Morning. And I was like, you know, I got the air on. It was hot. It was a hot day. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to lean the seat back a little bit. And I'm going to relax. I took a 2-hour nap in my car in front of this house. just into like a residential neighborhood in Burbank. Just took a nap in my car like a homeless guy. When, not homeless, I live in one of these places and these people probably have no idea who this guy is. They're like, this 21-year-old kid is sleeping in his car out in front of this, parked in the street in front of this family's house, and is just sitting there sleeping. So after 2 hours, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I cannot believe I just slept in my car for 2 hours. And you know that sleep, you know the sleep when you take a nap, or even when you like sleep, you wake up and it's like, it's not even like, oh, I feel refreshed. It's, you wake up and you're like, where the fuck am I at? You're like, I, this is the first time I was just born. Like, you feel like the light that hits your eyes when you come out is like you're being pulled out of the womb. That's what I felt like coming out of this nap. And it was like bizarre, because not only did I wake up, like I felt like somebody had hit me in the back of the head and thrown me. And I was just like, I woke up, didn't know where I was, hardly knew who I was. Why am I sleeping in my car? All of it's scary. But regardless, wake up. Makeup. Okay, now I'm gonna stop. What was I talking about? I think we're peaking a little bit. I'm gonna turn this down. There we go. A little better. Probably not. Anyways, I was sitting in my car, woke up, no response from Rajiv. I'm like, shit, what am I gonna do? I was like, you know what? I'll go get a coffee. Start my car. I sit, and down the street from here, if you're watching the video, you can see me pointing like I'm, you talk with my hands. Down the street, there's like hardly out when you leave this neighborhood, there's a train tracks. And I was sitting at the train tracks and the things were down, the bing, ding, 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 doo, 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 and the train goes. There was no train and the thing was down. And people were starting to turn around and go around it and find ways around it. And I was like, there's no way this is going to sit. So I was like, these people are dumb, because my reasoning is always that, like, if you're sitting at a train and you're waiting for the thing to go down and you get impatient and you try to go around it, you try to beat the train, you always lose. I'm a believer that you will always lose that game for being impatient, and you should lose. So I'm somebody that's like, okay, I'll sit here. I sit here. I'm at the back of the line, super far back from these like guardrails, and people leave. And I pull up a little more. People leave. I pull up a little more. About probably 7.5 to 8 minutes in, I'm in front of these guardrails. And they're just ding, ding, all the way down. Ding, 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 ding. No train. No train. Not a train in sight. Not a choo-choo. Not a chugga-chugga. Not a Thomas. Not a Diesel. Not a Winston. Not a Polar Express. Not a train in sight. So I sit there. A minute in, the cars next to me are starting to leave. I'm like, oh boy, something's wrong. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll go around this train. I turn, I go around the train. I'm driving, chugging along. I see, there was no train. I didn't go around a train. I just went around the guardrails. Spin around, I see a car. As I'm going around, these guardrails start to go down. Like one of them is going up and down, like erroring, like it's buffering, or it's a computer bug. Like it's literally like, dee, 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 dee. I'm like, what is wrong with that? I look, and there's a car. This a big white Suburban. And it literally, this thing goes up slightly. It jams itself under these guardrails and it hits the top of it and it pops this thing up and the car flies under it and the other side. So not only does it go under guardrails for a train, which is super illegal and dangerous, it crosses into the other lane of traffic, pops the other side up, and then just flies through. Somehow it didn't break these guardrails or anything. And I sat there and I was like, I was just driving. And I watched it go down. I'm like, that person should be dead. That person, there should have been a train. That's a scene in a comedy movie where like there's no train in sight. This car decides to pull some dumb ass, like natural selection style car driving racing move. And the train pops up and just freaking smashes it. Like, natural selection needs to claim that person, because that's ridiculous. That shouldn't happen. Anyways, that was a total, wasn't even gonna talk about that. But I'm driving. I get a text from Rajiv. Hey, sorry, I was taking a nap. I'm assuming he was hungover, because, you know, karaoke bar, birthday party. I'm assuming he was hungover, and it was such a fun party. It was so fun. I'm assuming he was hungover. He was like, hey, I was taking a nap. I'm assuming you got in. I was like, nah. I just told him, I was like, hey, I just went to get a coffee. I was like, I'll be back. I wasn't mad. Like, what can you do? Like, what can you do? There's nothing you can do. And it is pretty funny because there's probably a video. I know there's a video that I want to see of the security cameras they have in their like backyard and stuff of me, like some tiny, skinny little white kid trying to jimmy my hand in and like jimmy this lock open that it totally looks like I'm breaking in. And after a while, like, I get, like, I was throwing my hands up. I was like, oh, fucking mad. I was like, oh, I can't, my hand's too fat. I was like, I can't get in. It's like, I'm dumb. My fat hand, my stupid fat thing, my small, I got tiny hands, too. I got tiny hands. I was like, oh, I need to cut a finger off. I was like, that's how I'll do it. I was like, God damn it, I should have been born with one less finger, something. But, like, I want to see that footage. But he texted me and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I know he felt bad. And I just was like, whatever. I don't care. It's like, it happens. I got a good nap. I was going to probably come back and take a nap anyway. So change of scenery, sleeping in my car for a couple hours, make me feel like I was on my trip, driving to LA, sleeping in my car in the Grand Canyon, that type of thing. But, you know, it was a vibe. It was fun. Got back. What else? Where was I going with that story? I don't think anywhere. Yeah, this is the other thing I should mention with this podcast. If you think you're going to be getting any real context in, I don't know. This is going to be a lot of ADHD talk, and I just hope you enjoy it. Because, you know, let me tell you, sister, you better get used to it, because that's all this is going to be. Because it's not going to get much more, I don't know. It's not going to be educational, I can tell you that for sure. I have a few ideas where I will kind of go over some of my new music and stuff. Look at this poster I got. This poster just fell. So Friday. Well, this is actually a good transition, natural transition, this poster falling. So for this, I honest to God, I believe that this weekend for music, like the past week, was the best weekend of the year for new music because so much came out, like Lizzie McAlpine, Conan Gray, Vampire Weekend, Alfie Jukes, Luke Hemmings put a new single out. I think Doja Cat put a new album out too. I didn't listen to that. I probably will. But it was just amazing. And so I went to Amoeba on Friday morning and stood in line. People stood in line for 3 hours. I stood in line for 10, 15 minutes. And people were, oh man, I got to get one. I walked up. I strolled my little happy ass up. Dee, 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 dee. These people are waiting until it's 5 a.m. I stroll up. Just shit happy grin on me. Just like, hey, how you guys doing? Everybody's, oh, we've been here since 5 a.m. I get in the back of the line, stand there, and get the same thing as these people do. Like, come on, people. Think smarter, not harder. And think harder. Think harder ain't smarter. Think smarter. Think sharder. No, that's not good. Don't think sharder. Anyways, I got this poster and a record, and he's doing a live. I got a ticket to a acoustic live performance on, what's 4/11? I think that's Thursday. I think it's Thursday. That's going to be Vibe. New album with Conan Gray's. We'll go back. This past weekend was, I think, the best new single week for new music. Conan Gray, Lizzie McAlpine, Luke Hemmings, Alfie Jukes, Vampire Weekend. Conan Gray and Lizzie McAlpine's new albums are great. Great. There are fans that are saying Conan Gray's new album isn't good. It's fire. Wrong. Wrong. Incorrect. Fire. Lizzie McAlpine, 5 Seconds Flat, that her last album is one of my, I think it's top 15 of my favorite albums of all time. It may be top 10. But so I was wary of this new album. And the single she put out, Older, I'm going to be honest, wasn't super in love with it. But I was obviously willing to hear her out. And I love her music so much. Listen to it, dude. It's great. It's an album. It's definitely different than 5 Seconds Flat. And it really does feel like it's her album of like, all right, people, here's the deal. I went to Berkeley and I'm going to prove to you I went to Berkeley. I think she dropped out of Berkeley. Actually, I'm going to Google it. Did Lizzie McAlpine drop out from Berkeley? Berkeley. All right. Yes, she dropped out. Still, she went to Berkeley. Didn't graduate, but she went to Berkeley. Because this is definitely like a more theatrical, jazzier, more horns and strings and more, not even necessarily cinematic. It's definitely jazzier and the chord progressions are cool. It's definitely a lot less poppy than 5 Seconds Flat, but I love this album. I love it. I don't love it as much as 5 Seconds Flat because, again, 5 Seconds Flat is one of my top, at least top 20, top 15 albums ever. Who's blowing up my phone? My phone is normally dead. I decide to record a podcast and my phone's like, ding, 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 ding. What's going on? Do, 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 do. I think those are two different songs. But those two albums were great. Conan Gray's album was phenomenal. Lizzie McAlpine's album was phenomenal. There's a song. Oh my gosh, what is that song called? Hold on. We're going to have to pull up the old Apple Music because Spotify, I hate you, is an independent artist. Come here, Spotify. I hate you. Anyways, back to it. So, oh, what is that song called? What is that song? There's an album I just discovered that came out that I have yet to listen to by Fabiana Palladino that apparently it's getting good reviews, and she is the daughter of Pino Palladino, who is one of my favorite session musicians ever. Big inspiration of mine, so I'm excited to listen to that. But anyways, Shmeny Shmays, You Forced Me To. Fire. Her new album was great. Both, and then like Alfie Jukes, who is a super underrated artist, by the way. I don't know if y'all know Alfie Jukes. Strange name, fire. He put out a new EP. It's called Sittin' Pretty. He's not even in Suntan City. He's British. You know what they don't have? Sun. They're all pale and they drink a lot. Like they look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man with an accent. Like they don't, they're all pale. But he's sitting pretty in Suntan City. No, he's just sitting pretty. And the EP is fire. It's fire, people. It was really good. There's three of the songs were singles. Three of the songs were singles, and then three of them were new. We'll go through the track list. Sitting Pretty, title track, track one. Love it. Love it. Eyes Wide. Eyes Wide, I think, is my most streamed song of the year. It is such a fucking amazing pop song. Like, fantastic. The Shade. I think The Shade is my favorite of the new songs. It's so, like that piano, that... It's so, oh my God. Yeah, that's fire. And then, so hold on. I already closed my phone out. I got excited. What else? There was Orange Juice. Honestly, not going to lie. That kind of song is not my thing, but it is good. Not Quite Gone. Another banger. Banger. The cowbell, the groove, all of it. And then Starfish. It's a cute song. Again, the slower songs aren't my vibe, but I love it. Luke Hemmings' new single, Fire. Loved it. What else? Oh, New Vampire Weekend. Haven't listened to it. Heard the reviews are great. And I keep seeing that people are saying it's better than Father of the Bride. Which, I think people shit on Father of the Bride a little bit. I'm not super into the Vampire Weekend fandom, but it feels like it's... like people shit on it a little more than they should just because it's has a lot of features and there's a lot of like extra stuff probably on the album that could be taken off. I like Father of the Bride a lot, but I'm excited for this new album. What is it called? It's called like freaking Tea Time with the Queen in the middle of the city and the boom and the bap and the shmimmy shmap. Only God Was Above Us. Yeah, that's what I said. Hold on. New headline literally just pops up. Billie Eilish has a new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Breaking news, my friends. new Billie Eilish album. This is it. That's it. That's it. That's all I need to talk about. We're going to talk. Okay. I had ideas for the rest of the episode. We're just going to talk about Billie Eilish. Oh my God. Hold on. We're reading this as a Pitchfork article. Billie Eilish has officially announced her long teased third studio album. The album Hit Me Hard and Soft is out May 17th. That's so soon. That's a month. But what with her brother and Phineas, who also produced the album, she's not planning to release any singles. Okay, Eilish recently made headlines for saying how wasteful it is that artists release numerous physical editions, and blah, blah. Who we're moving on from that garbage. I don't know what I just did. I just pulled like a cat. Anyways, I'm excited. That's the cover art. That's fire. That cover art is fire. I also did try to make that cover art for an EP that I never ended up releasing like a year and a half ago, but this is better than what I was going to try to do. So, oh my God. I'm so excited, bro. You want to talk about an underrated album? An underrated album. People say it's bad. But, I mean, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Is, I think that's also probably in my top 25 favorite albums of all time. But that last... Pitchfork, no. But freaking Happier Than Ever? God, it's a great album. Like, great album. People are like, it's too long, it's too many. Shut up. It is awesome. It is an awesome album. And if you disagree, you're wrong. And you're dumb. And you stink. That was mean. I'm sorry. I mean. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, a new Billie Eilish album. I can already tell you we're 20-some minutes in. If you think this podcast is not going to be an ADHD fest, you're wrong. If you like Brittany Broski, I'm not going to try to compare myself to her because she's hilarious. And I also think one of the only people on the face of the planet that has worse ADHD than me is her, so. AMSR. ASMR. If it was me, I would have just turned the podcast off because of that, because I hate that garbage. That, like, satisfying AMSR. ASMR. Whatever. I hate it. Anyways, what were we talking about? Billie Eilish. Dude, I like... God. Oh my gosh. This news, I didn't even plan this. This announcement, it leads perfectly into the thing I wanted to talk about next. We're going to move on from the new music. I've been thinking a lot about nostalgia in music. A lot about nostalgic music and how a lot of it is trying to, like, harken back to the 80s and the 70s and, like, retro. I've seen a lot of that, like the 50s Elvis trying to bring, like, I'm trying to bring that back. Like, everything feels like marketing and everything is nostalgic now. And everyone's trying to market themselves based on nostalgia. I'm probably going to make a YouTube video talking more about this in depth and probably with less fluff and more, like, actual thoughts and ideas in it. But I've been thinking a lot about that and how even, like, myself, like, where everyone marketing is trying to rely on, like, past techniques and ideas and aesthetics and production sounds. And I'm kind of getting tired of it. And I feel like other people are getting tired of it too. Because, like, it's all starting to sound the same. Everyone's using the same drum samples and same synth sounds and the same everything. And everything is starting to sound kind of blasé and kind of the same. And, like, I think that's an issue. So I think going forward, I'm trying to experiment. And I've got some ideas of how I'm going to push my sound forward and try to make something that sounds like pop. But bringing it back in to the Billie Eilish thing, I think she is one of the main top pop artists right now that is making stuff that sounds completely different than anything else. And her and Phineas are, like, really, really big inspirations, huge inspirations. Like, they both have such good ears for sound and production and for melody and for how to, like, how to use ideas and things from the past, but also pushing the sound forward and pushing things forward to try to make something that sounds new and is innovative. And I'm really inspired by that. And I want to try to do that with my own pop music, but I think that's a big, big issue. And like I said, this is something that I do with my own pop music, is like, it all feels nostalgic to an extent. Even the Conan Gray album, it's super 80s. And granted, I love that album. Love it. Love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. But it's still got like that 80s aesthetic, which I won't like. I want to try to push things forward and make a new sound. And that's no hate to anyone doing it. Because like, the more I try to research and try to experiment, and I'm like, this shit's hard. Like, can't I just pull out a Juno? Can't I just put a Juno on, throw some chorus on there, and like, throw a Lindrum, and like, just make that? Because it works. But like, it's a lot harder to be experimental. And I'm not trying to act like I'm freaking like Liberace or anybody. Like, I'm, why not Liberace? Why did I say Liberace? That is no, Liberace has nothing to do with this. What am I talking about? I'm not trying to be the, I'm not saying I'm the Beatles or I'm anybody that is going to like change the face of pop music. I'm gay. What am I doing? I'm not saying that. But it is a lot harder just to even remotely to, oh my gosh. So I'm going to change the subject, kind of. So once a week, I go to this thing, this producer's meetup in LA, this musician producer meetup, and everyone kind of meets and mingles and networks. And then this group of us goes to lunch afterwards every time, and we all kind of just shoot the shit. And I was talking about this at lunch last Saturday, at the last one. And this guy, Thomas. Thomas is awesome. Love the man. He's awesome. He's such a cool guy. And he was like, you know, you have to... I think he said, you have to dare to be different, which sounds like a Tumblr post or a cat poster, like dare to be different, but it is true. And that's like it's the most simple, boiled down to the essence thing of like what could happen with pop music that I could think of, is you have to dare to be different. And it's not easy. Like, you know why Billie Eilish blew up and she is who she is, because if you listen to Bad Guy, it sounds like nothing before. Like nothing before it. Hold on. All right, we're back. I hate that this camera stops recording after 29 minutes and 59 seconds, and it drives me nuts. There's probably a button I could push to keep that going, but you know, I don't want to get up and have to figure it out or anything. So like, meh, we'll be all right. But like, yeah, you want to know why, like, that's what I was talking about. You know why Billie? Oh gosh, I'm a burp. Oh, I might throw up. No, I'm good. You know why Billie Eilish blew up? That's the thing that annoys the shit out of me. Like, do I think nepotism babies, all that kind of stuff is bad? If you are looking at the bottom of my feet on this video and the bottom of these socks, and if you tell me they're dirty, I will yell at you and I will hate you and block you. I probably won't. I'll probably be nice. But like, don't tell me my socks are dirty. I don't care. These socks are why do I sound like it? I went in the pool. Near my honey. That doesn't sound anything like Winnie the Pooh. Anyways, like, why? Like, yes, nepotism is a thing to do with anybody that has some connections in entertainment and living in LA or anywhere. It's an edge into becoming successful. But if you suck, you suck. If you suck, if your music sucks, if you suck as an artist, you suck. If you suck, you suck. That's just kind of like how it is. Like, no matter how many connections you have, if you suck, you suck. Even if you, like, if I knew Taylor Swift, and I knew everybody, every famous person, and every one of them said, we're going to promote you, and we're going to push your music, and we're going to make you the biggest person and famous person on the planet. And my music was awful. Every single person could push it. Everyone. And every bit of the public that wasn't trying to make me a big star would listen to it and go, this is the worst fucking music I've ever heard in my life. I don't care that these famous people are trying to push him. His music sucks. Like, so yes, nepotism is a thing. And as I've lived in LA, I think I've kind of realized that simply living in LA is an advantage. Or living in a place where stuff is happening is an advantage because you get to mingle and be around and be in the room where things are happening and be in an area where things are happening. And I think that in and of itself is a form of nepotism in a way to get ahead. But I still think, like, at the end of the day, the reason Billie Eilish blew up, the reason, like, most artists, the most major big artists blow up is because they're good. It's because their stuff is good. It's good. It's happening right now. It's happening right now. JoJo Siwa. She's having this, like, viral blowing up moment on TikTok and everything. Not because her music is good, because her new single is horrible. No hate to JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa. That's a cool name. I do like that name. That's a dope name. But no hate. But, like, everyone's calling her cringe and stuff. And her new single, like, it's not that good. And there's all this posting of stuff of, like, people are hating on her. And that's an example of, like, she's all the connections, she's all the people pushing. And the public is listening to it and being like, this is bad. It's a perfect example. Perfect example. No matter how many connections you have, if your stuff sucks, it sucks and it sucks and it sucks and you suck. That's it. That's it. That's what it is. Like, if, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, so yes, is nepotism a thing? Yes, it is. Do I wish I had a little bit of nepotism working that I could, like, push me in a way in the right direction? Absolutely. But, you know, like, if your stuff is good, eventually, if you have a good story, if you have good music, and you push hard enough, eventually it will work. That's my belief. Not only for that, but in life. Like, if you outlast, oh, what's the Survivor catchphrase? Oh man, I can't remember. Outwit, outlast, outlive, outwill, outlast, outsmart. I don't know. That's probably not even close. It's probably like Survivor. Let's survive. That's definitely not that. But like, in life, my thing is, that's why, like, I was talking about this in therapy, actually, which is, if you live in an area that is not like a big city and you want to achieve your dreams, the first step is moving there. If you feel like you have the need to, like, the number of people that have dreams to do entertainment and move to LA or New York, the number of people that even make the move is small. Then the number of people that stay is even smaller. Then the number of people that, when they go, they work hard, harder as possible as they can possibly even will, that's even smaller. And as you go and you narrow down these numbers, you naturally, if you can have all of these things, you will naturally get to a place where you're already in the small, small minority of people that is relatively successful or is doing something the correct way. Because the number of people that make the move is small. The number of people that after they move start to actually work hard and grind their ass off is small. The number of people that stay and keep doing it when things get hard is even smaller. And then the people that just keep grinding, like, it naturally funnels itself down into this tiny group. And if you can get yourself to that tiny group, you're golden. It's just about time at that point, because, like, it's like 90% of people won't do it. 90% of people, when they do it, won't work hard. 90% of people, when they work hard and nothing happens, will give up after a while. And then after that, you have like 1%, 1%, 1%. It breaks down and you're already in the minority of the statistic. So the statistics of, like, well, this is only happens to this many people. That's like, just stop. Stop blitz. This is, okay, we're going to get into, you want to get me riled up. There's nobody here and I'm getting riled up. You want to talk about something that makes me angry. This is it. This is why I can't do that. I can't. Shut up. Stop. Look, life sucks. It's hard. Like, people die. The ones we love die. That's it. Like, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to us, is that the people we love die. And it happens to all of us eventually, in one form or another. Bad shit happens all the time. Bad luck, coincidence. Oh, why did this happen to me? It happened. Like, we're all, like, I do it too. Like I was pissed. Like, yesterday, goes back to the freaking locked gate. I was, why is my hand not, why is my hand too big? Why can't I fit my hand? All this stupid shit. Look, life sucks. You have to learn to, life sucks. Life's a bitch. You just have to learn to enjoy life in the good moments. But if you want anything, any excuse for why you can't have it shouldn't be warranted. If you really want something and you want it, why am I holding this like this? My share? I don't know why I said share. But like, this is not, I'm going to do the swippy swap. And I'm not saying there's not issues in the world. Obviously there are. Boy, I'm like, I thought I was going to give a lighthearted podcast at the beginning, and then we got into this somehow. I don't even know how. But basically, like, look, life sucks. But if you want something, like, look, I'm going to die one day. I'm going to be dead. I'm going to be in the ground. I'm going to be like a little cardinal, like a cardinal will fly over and take a shit on my grave. Like, I'm going to be dead. So, like, worst case, this doesn't work. So, like, why not give it your best shot? That's kind of my reasoning. And, like, nepotism, somebody else has it for that got it before I did. This happened to me. This didn't work out. After a while, like, for me personally, I've just been like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about anything else. Like, bad shit happens to me. I'm like, you know what? It's another notch in my belt. It's just another thing I'm going to be able to be like, well, that happened to me too, and I still pursued, still made it through, still worked my ass off. So, like, I don't know. There's probably some criticism of all of that reasoning, but, like, I'm just going to work hard. I just want to have fun. Like I said, I'm going to die. Like, no matter any of this works out or not, something bad will happen out of it. We're outside of this. That brings back the perspective of, like, none of this matters anyways. So, like, I don't know. I'm going to have fun. Like, I'm going to go to this Conan Gray performance at Amoeba Records and have it freaking have a ball. I'm going to write my silly little songs. I'm going to be an idiot. I'm going to go to a karaoke bar and sing Don't Go Breaking My Heart and Moves Like Jagger. I'm going to go to premieres. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to make stupid content. I'm going to try to make people laugh. Make good music, bring a positive impact or whatever. Like, I'm just going to try to, like, be myself. I just want to, like, have fun. And that's kind of the goal. Why can't the goal anymore just be, let's have fun in life? Everything has to be so serious. Why can't we just enjoy ourselves, enjoy what we have, and just vibe? I don't see the issue with that. The good thing is that nobody is going to watch this. So all the criticisms and people yelling at me is probably going to be zilch. It's going to be zero. It's going to be nobody criticizing me in the comments because nobody watches the video in the comments anyways, and there's nowhere to comment if you listen to the podcast. You do not have a place to comment if you listen to the podcast because there's no comment section. If you're on YouTube and you're watching the video, then you are commenting, but nobody watches my YouTube videos anyways, so nobody is commenting, so I'm fine. But anyways, I'm just trying to have fun in my life. I'm going to stop. But I'm just like, I'm just vibing. I'm just trying to figure it out. We're just all trying to figure it out. We're just all trying to figure out life and enjoy life and make a little place for ourselves that we can go and we can enjoy ourselves and smile and be around the ones we love and be comfortable and be happy. And to an extent, we all kind of want to be dumb. Like, I was watching a podcast last night, watching it. And they were talking about, it was at Hey Babe with Chris DiStefano and Sat Vulcano. It's one of my favorite podcasts. But they were talking, and they were like, you know, I think, and they were talking about, like, smart people probably have, like, they give up something in terms of, like, it can torture them. And I'm not saying that's me, but I am saying, like, that kind of goes back to the whole idea of like, you know, we probably, I think at some core level, all of us kind of just want to be dumb. We all just kind of want to be dumb. Like if all of us could be dumb, if we could all be dumb and be happy and giggle and just laugh and be like, enjoy the simple things. If we could all be like, oh, I'm trying to think. Like if it's like smart and sad, you know, the people like, I'm trying not to say anything mean. Like, you know, the people you meet that like, they're obviously not bright, like they're ditzy, they're airheads or whatever. But they're happy. Like, I think to an extent, we all kind of want to be like that. But I don't know. I think, I just want to enjoy myself in life. And I just want, like, I want to enjoy myself. And my goal for my career is to bring entertainment and music and media and stuff that helps other people enjoy themselves and smile and laugh and not take everything. Nope, I'm good. Thought I was going to sneeze. It was like a yawn, and then it was almost a sneeze, and then it went back to a yawn. Oh, gosh. Anyways. Like, at the end of the day, I think I just want to bring joy. I just want to, like, I want to help people in my own little special way. My own dumb way. Laugh. And smile. And be happy. And, like, I don't know. I don't think that's anything grandiose. I just think it's simple. But yeah, I don't know. Where did that come from? Oh, new Billie Eilish album. I'm going to read more about that because I'm probably going to freak out even further. But anyways, alrighty, y'all. Like, thank you so much for listening, watching to the first episode of For the Record. This is probably like the most ADHD podcast you've ever listened to, or one of, probably not the most, but like, thank you for listening. If you're new, I hope you stick around. If you're not new and you've been here, I hope you stick around. If you're a family member listening to this, I really hope you stick around. Thanks for listening and watching. Thanks for streaming my music, Lane and Zane. Thanks for literally everything else, for y'all. Love y'all. Like, love y'all and love everything you do. Well, just thank you. And as always, love others. Love yourself. Be kind. Be nice to others. Be nice to yourself. Be kind. Just try to bring a good vibe. And not all the time. Sometimes you need to get angry and yell in traffic. But just try to be kind. And, you know, of course, love you, love yourself, love me, love us all. And go Hawkeyes, go Iowa Hawkeyes, fuck Iowa State. And that's it. I'll see you guys next episode.